C1AP. Number 2B.
All right. Now, John the Revelator was the one who was willing, really, to come out of a religious sense of things and was one of the first one to introduce science, scientific thinking. And scientific thinking always means thinking in categories. That's something we forget. We think scientific thinking is scientific thinking is scientific thinking. Scientific thinking is scientific thinking. So that, huh? So it's scientific thinking. Well, what means scientific thinking? How does it distinguish itself from another kind of thinking? Well, it is that very thing that it is, thinking in categories. And therefore we'll see how John the Revelator is not telling us nice stories. That is not going to tell us different healings, different examples, how difficulties have been overcome with the knowledge of science or with his knowledge of God and the Christ. There is, all that is not in Revelation. He is insofar quite unique that he does not deal in the same way with what is called reality as the whole Bible before. The whole Bible before were showing how to deal with certain situations. Not so the Revelator. He's going to tell us that he leads us away from the 5,000 year period of showing how to handle individual cases of healing and experience. But that he says, I can give you something which is a million times bigger. I can give you the science behind it, and science behind it means I give you the categories. It is as if the teacher in arithmetic would have said to the little boy in the first grade, look here, I could teach you what is 5 and 7. I could teach you what is 25 multiplied by 25, and you could learn it. And then finally you would have learned a lot of calculations, perhaps hundreds of them. And you couldn't do a thing with them afterwards in your whole life. It would be of no value to you. Here and there it would be perhaps of a value, that you would have to calculate what is 25 multiplied by 25. But usually you will not be able to use it. It's for nothing. But if I'm going to teach you not multiplication and not certain calculations, but if I'm going to teach you the fundamental categories of arithmetic, how that is handled, and I give you the laws of addition and subtraction and multiplication and division, then I can send you out into the world, and you will be able, really, to handle all calculations within the realm of arithmetic. That is what John the Revelator is telling us. So he says, I give you now not the rules and advices and illustrations of single calculations, of single possible calculations. I give you the categories, the system of calculating. Then you can use it. Yeah. So he is trying, as we will see, to introduce now a science. And therefore, that symbol of a book that always stood for a science is introduced here. There are many, many references to book, that this science is in the book of life, and that that book must be opened and understood. And this is interesting, because in the Old Testament we also have once that incidence that God was telling Daniel something wonderful. But at that time it was said in Daniel, but thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. So Daniel had to seal the book. A he wanted to show the time is not ripe for opening up the science. It was showing that in the 4,000-year period, at the time when science was not established in Israel, where only the first signs of science in Greece was presented, and the Greek were anyway abomination for the Israelites. They didn't want to have anything to do with the Greeks. They went after strange gods, so nothing could come good out of Greece. So it was too early. So he had to seal the book. Whereas in Revelation we hear the very opposite, namely, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. That's on the last page of the Bible. Say, seal it not, for the time is at hand. The 6,000-year period is at hand. Now we can open the book. Now, what kind of a book did he have to open? And that, again, is a subject that I want to take slowly, and is one of the great important points in the Revelation. It is the following. As we have seen, right through the Bible flows always somehow hidden away, not quite seen in every detail, the great categories. Not uncovered, but somehow hidden away. There was always the seven, like the 7 days of creation right at the beginning, and there was always the four right at the beginning also in the Bible. Already the fifth day of creation had only four subtones, giving a sense of the Word as the Word, the Word as the Christ, the Word as Christianity, the Word as science. Then the sixth day of creation, as Mrs. Eddy brings out, had already hidden within the text really the diagonal, the Word as the Word, the Christ as the Christ, Christianity as Christianity, science as science. So the first faint glimmer were there right from the beginning of the Bible, because actually underneath everything is the system of being, is being itself, and little by little that deep structure of being shines through to the surface, and little by little one begins to see more and more about it. So, right from the beginning of the Bible, I said there was always the four of Word, Christ, Christianity, and science there, but only in faint aspects. But they were fundamental to being and to the Bible teaching. But as it is with all spiritual things, no element of the divine system can stand alone or is an isolated fact. Because these factors and elements are spiritual, they always reflect each other, or they blend with each other. So in order to bring out the whole beauty of an element of reality, one always should see it blending with all the other elements of being. And so here we take the four that is fundamental, as we have seen also to Revelation, and see that the four were always at work, but they were not always seen in its fullness. How were they recognized? They were recognized mostly just from the point of view of the Word, namely from the point of view of God, that there is a Word of God, that there is such a thing as a fourfold calculus. That's the Word aspect. But then also one could see the Christ aspect, because Jesus came and said, I am the Christ. And I show you the fourfold operation as a reality that is me, that is I. It does not need any more 4 months, and then you say will be the harvest. Look, and you see the harvest is already white, and you can reap it. It doesn't take a time sense to demonstrate the form. So he, from the point of view of the Christ, could show that this fourfold operation is constantly at work and constantly right at hand, that it doesn't need a time sense. And this is the point of view from which Revelation speaks, namely that the Revelator always refers back that his source from which he speaks is the Word and the Christ, and that he is bringing out in many, many ways. How does he bring it out? When you read the text over and over, he would fall back and say that what his source is and what his power is only the Word and the Christ. The Word illustrated by the Lord or Lord God. And so he is constantly presenting the fourfold calculus only from two angles, from two sides, namely from the Word and the Christ. Can you see what is involved? If we have the fourfold city, a four-sided city like this, say we have that city as a whole, then naturally we can look at that city either from the north and see that city from the north, from the Word. But we see the whole city, but only from an angle called the Word. Or we can look it from the east and see the whole city, the same city, again, but from an angle called the east. And so we see an angle that is different from that of the Word. So it's just like if we would approach a city that lies in a valley and we approach it from the surrounding hills, and we come from one hill and look at that whole city, then it looks different than if we would look, come in from a different direction into the city. A city is a city, but it's always different according to the angle. So naturally, all four aspects would constitute the complete picture. In other words, we really should see that because each element in being is spiritual, it always reflects all other. So if we have the fourfold city, it should reflect all four sides of that city, meaning that a complete picture of the four would be a 4x4, a 16. Now, the Revelator does not know that picture. He does not know that picture. He knows a picture that only shows the four by the aspect of two, of the Word and the Christ. So he says that he is bearing record for the Word of God, for the Word of God, and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. You see, it's only the Word and Christ. That he says that there is power be unto him that sitteth up on the throne, that's God, the Word, and unto the Lamb, which is the Christ. Only power is given to the Word and the Christ. That's typical, really, for John. Or he talks of the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ. Again, the Word and the Christ. He speaks of the first fruits be unto God and to the Lamb. Can you see again, the Word and the Christ. He says, keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. Again, only to the Word and the Christ. So in many, many ways, about a dozen times, he depicts from where his authority comes from. Now, we can see that if he depicts the fourfold operation, which he shows in the first three verses already, and gives and leads everything to the end, to the fourfold city. If he only gives that fourfold operation from the point of view of Word and Christ, we can see that that would be a limited sense, that that is not the full picture. And so we must see that actually the full picture we would get if we would see also the fourfold operation from the point of view of Christianity and of science. But that is what he predicts will happen. Because after he has shown then first the Word order and the Christ order, he says, and that the voice came and said unto him, come up hither, I will show you what comes hereafter. And then we'll see that that which comes hereafter will be the vision of scientific metaphysics in the Christianity order. So he will show you Christianity. And over 15 chapters, he's going to present Christianity. And only right at the beginning, very shortly, as an indication, within two or three chapters, he gives an indication that there is also a fourth side, but he doesn't really depict that fourth side in too many details. But he indicates it very clearly that there is, after Christianity, something else coming, because after Christianity chapters, suddenly it says, and the heavens were opened. And so science was open, and he begins to show something of that. So what we begin to see is this, that his main mission was actually to show that the Word and the Christ is that which is past, and that something else is coming, and that is Christianity. And what he shows as Christianity is coming, that he says it comes in a book. And it came in the 6,000 year period in a book. The very first book that Mrs. Eddy wrote was that small pamphlet called The Science of Man. And we hear already in the title that it is scientific Christianity, science, man, Christianity, that therefore that which the revelate, the prophesied would come, did come, namely the Christianity aspect of the four, that the four was presented through Word, Christ, and Christianity. And we know that that little pamphlet, The Science of Man, became afterwards the chapter Recapitulation. The chapter Recapitulation was showing the very thing that we are discussing, namely that those 24 questions answers are presented in four equal parts. Six questions and answers the Word, other six the Christ, the third six Christianity, and the fourth six science. And those four were presented only from three standpoints. They were always presented only from the standpoint either of the Word or of the Christ or Christianity, but not from the standpoint of science. So they made 4 times 3, 12, but each one, Mrs. Eddy shows, is absolute Christian science and Christian science, so 2 times 12 are 24. So you can see that really what Mrs. Eddy then presented in Recapitulation was that which John the Revelator said will come after him. So after him came the book. And then the book was opened, one could see that it had the fourfold operation from the standpoint of Word, Christ, Christianity. Can you see that? And then we can see something else, that the Revelator was then, after that long exposition, adding at the end that that would open up heaven, and in that heaven you would see really the city four square coming down like a bride wedded to the Lamb. That it was saying, then comes really the fourth side comes in, and that fourth side is then really the bride, the Lamb's wife, and you are wedded to that wife. If we are that woman, then our title is that we are the city four square, that we are a divine infinite calculus. So that book that brought first recapitulation also brought afterwards then science and health. And that science and health typifies the 4x4. It has four chapters of the world, four chapters of the Christ, four chapters of Christianity, four chapters of science, and each four is reflecting the world, Christ, Christianity, and science, so that finally we have the pinnacle of revelation of the city four square, but really illustrated very broadly in 16 chapters of the textbook. So that with the advent of the science aspect of the city, really the 12 more or less loses its predominant value, and the 16 becomes the predominant. And therefore, from that point on, when we began to see, or let's say from the point on that Mrs. Eddy wrote the textbook finally as a 4x4 structure, and when we began to see really the structure of that textbook in that way, that from that point on, really, we began to see and to handle and to treat every problem in the 4x4. We have a matrix of the synonymous term, that is 4x4, John Dolly's matrix. And so we begin to illustrate practically everything by the 4x4. We can have a synonym matrix of the textbook, 4x4. We can make a 4x4 matrix about any important concept that we want to investigate, be it the question of evil that can be shown by the 4x4, can be the question of understanding that is shown by the 4, can be the question of healing that you can take through the 16th chapter and get the matrix of the 4x4. Now, at this time, really, it's no more the 12, and no more the 140, and no more the 144,000 that are really the main thing. But now it is the 16th. And therefore it is that which the Revelator has only indicated, and we can see that what happened is that the Revelator had the mission to bring consciousness from the 5th to the 7th 1,000-year period. Whereas Mrs. Eddy then had an equal value to bring consciousness from the 6th to the 7th 1,000-year period. And that which really elaborated on that very office or mission was actually John Dolly. He really then could see that that which was slightly indicated in Apocalypse as the city four square, that that was, so to say, the initial indication that only needed to be elaborated scientifically, and therefore he could then present that whole 4x4 in a chart and in a matrix. So this is really what happened in the long run. And so we can see also something else. We can see that Mrs. Eddy could see the importance of the 12 and of the 16, and that she could see that the 16 is something higher in consciousness than the 12. How? Because she laid down the rule, the bylaw, that the students should be instructed with recapitulation, which is the 12. But when you rise higher and when you become a teacher, the teacher's class, the normal class, she said, should not only be instructed in recapitulation, which is the 12, but should also be instructed in the platform of Christian Science. that part, that end part of the 10th chapter in the textbook. What is that platform? That platform is again the 4x4. It has 32 points, namely 8 points about the world, 8 points about the Christ, 8 points about Christianity, and 8 points about science. Why 8 points? Well, 8 is 2 times 4. So the world is presented as the world, and as the Christ, and as Christianity, and as science. That's the four. But every time on two levels. But this time on the level of divine science and of absolute Christian science. So that you have, for every one of the four sides, you have 8 points. Namely, 4 aspects of it, plus each aspect of it on two levels. Divine science and absolute Christian science. Whereas recapitulation had also every aspect in two ways, but that was on the level of absolute Christian science and then Christian science. Can you see how in this way Mrs. Eddy was indicating that really the ascending consciousness in the understanding of science is first to be introduced into the 12th as the teaching for the beginner, then into the 16th as the teaching of the advanced student. Yes. Well, that's how this whole evolution of the idea is shown, and with that it can leave the introduction and start really with the revelation itself. We'll do that after a break.